It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Al Unser, one of only four drivers to win the Indianapolis 500 a record four times, died Thursday following years of health issues. Indianapolis Motor Speedway said early this morning that Unser died at his home in Chama, New Mexico. Unser was part of an elite club of four-time winners of what is known as the greatest spectacle in racing. The Unser family combined for a record nine wins in the Indy 500. The racing legend was 82. New Mexico, New Jersey, and New York are the only states that continue to have a statewide eviction moratorium in effect due to the pandemic. But as the date to lift the moratorium in New Mexico nears, homeless advocates are worried about an increase in those living on the streets who are seeking monetary and clothing donations. Ross Brown with the New Mexico News Connection has more.
Homeless shelters in New Mexico are in need of both as the COVID-induced eviction moratorium nears an end and colder temperatures arrive. Georgia Evans with the New Mexico Coalition to End Homelessness says the number of unhoused has been harder to track due to the pandemic, especially because some shelters closed or had limited capacity.
A lot of homelessness, especially in New Mexico, is not seen. It's people sleeping in their cars or sleeping in different areas every night and not necessarily pitching a tent in a busy, more central area.
Evan says in Santa Fe, the shelter is seeking funds to purchase clothing and equipment for those experiencing homelessness, while other shelters are accepting warm clothing, including coats, hats, and gloves. I'm Roz Brown.
And in more news, after months of bargaining, NEA Las Cruces announced a tentative contract agreement with Las Cruces Public Schools Thursday. Madison Staten has more.
The National Education Association of Las Cruces has announced via press release that they have reached a tentative contract agreement with Las Cruces Public Schools. All certified staff will receive a 3.5% raise upon ratification. An $1,800 planning stipend has also been agreed upon and will be split between the fall and spring semesters. In a written statement, NEA Las Cruces President Denise Sheehan said the agreement was 9 months in the making and praised educators for their continued devotion in the classroom throughout not only the bargaining process, but the entire pandemic. During a recent interview with KRWG, Sheehan spoke out about the strain on educators.
Our educators are having to take on other jobs, and that's taking away from their planning time, you know, their preparation, their family time, which is most important. And so, you know, our educators should be focused on just that, which is teaching our students. And it's very hard to do that when you're having to focus on the other stuff outside of your job.
Centennial High School English teacher Gail Wheeler is one educator who has been speaking out about the financial burden many LCPS staff members are facing. In total, Wheeler has spent approximately two decades working as an educator for LCPS, witnessing the ongoing sacrifices of district employees and making some herself.
I am willing to be one of the last people to get a raise, but that doesn't mean that I'm still not going out and spending my money. If I want colored paper, I have to go buy the colored paper that I want. I have to go buy the art supplies that I really want. And if I made more money, there again, that money would go back into my classroom. That's true with almost all teachers. Even the ones that are working second job are still also buying food that they have in their classroom in case a kid is hungry.
According to Sheehan, educators within the district are making around $54,000 annually. NEA Las Cruces says the average rate of pay for educators in the district rose almost 10.5%. between 2017 and 2021. It's lower than the statewide average for the same period, which increased at a rate of 16%. Under further scrutiny during the bargaining process, the district ended fiscal year 2021 with a $3 million surplus. LCPS Deputy Superintendent Gabe Hawkes, the Chief Negotiations Officer for the district, says LCPS has been listening to the concerns of employees throughout negotiations.
We definitely listen. We don't always agree, and that's part of bargaining. But one thing I think we all agree on, and I won't speak for them and can't, is that it's all about preparing our future generation. Whatever we need to do to get to that point, we definitely want to do that. Unfortunately, as in any other place, we have the resources that we have, and it's taking those resources and responsibly putting them into place.
One light for both district and union leaders alike. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced her intent to pursue a 7% raise for all New Mexico education personnel, That's good news for LCPS. Amid concerns over educator shortages, Sheehan says she's seen an increase in the number of district employees resigning or retiring mid-school year. It's an issue, she says, is compounded by low wages.
Usually you see, you know, a high number at the end of a semester when people are eligible. We're in a crisis. We are definitely in a crisis. We're not able to fill positions that we have open in all levels.
Sheehan stressed that no matter the current shortage, LCPS educators continue to give their all in the classroom, and that fair compensation is necessary to reward all LCPS staff for their work.
It's just important that the community know that our teachers are trying their very best and that we need to definitely compensate for the work that they're doing. Tremendous amount of work.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.
More information on the tentative agreement is expected to be given during the LCPS Board of Education meeting on Tuesday.